Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is God's faithfulness. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 17.
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir." Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir." And he took him outside and said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. And he said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it." He said, "O Lord God, how may I know that I will possess it?" So he said to him, "Bring me a 3-year-old heifer and a 3-year-old female goat and a 3-year-old ram and a turtle dove and a young pigeon." Then he brought all these to him and cut them in two and laid each half opposite the other. But he did not cut the birds. The birds of prey came down upon the carcasses, and Abram drove them away. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him. God said to Abram, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. Then in the fourth generation they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete." It came about when the sun had set that it was very dark, and behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a flaming torch which passed between these pieces.
Faithfulness is the quality of remaining loyal or steadfast. Most of us have very few relationships with unconditional faithfulness in our life. We'd expect that if we mistreated a friend for long enough, they'd stop being friends with us. Or we'd expect that if we continually performed badly at work, we'd be fired. But the account we just read in Genesis tells us that God actually shows unconditional faithfulness towards us. God is faithful to, or loyally committed to, His people, no matter what. Understanding God's faithfulness not only brings our hearts to love God more, but also provides us with a steady assurance. And I think we could all use a little bit more of steady assurance. In my own life, it can be easy to feel weighed down by my performance when I just can't seem to get everything together. Like when I resolve to find my identity in Christ, but I realize every day I'm consistently looking to success and the approval of others instead. Or when I'm convicted that I've been living selfishly, but then after a few weeks, I still haven't really changed. But God's unconditional faithfulness means that His love and dedication to me are not dependent upon me or the season I'm in. They are constant and steady. God's relationship to me never changes. Let's look now at God's faithfulness revealed in this passage. At this point in the narrative, Abram is starting to doubt God's promises to him. Canaan, the land promised to Abram, is currently inhabited by God's enemies. It is a land of hostility and enmity. And right after Abram arrives there, a famine hits and Abram has to leave. On top of that, Abram's wife is still barren. She cannot have children. God's promise of land and descendants is feeling very far-fetched for Abram, and understandably so. God comforts Abram, telling him not to fear. He tells Abram that he is his shield. He reassures Abram that his reward will be very great. God then takes Abram outside and says, "Look at the night sky and count the stars. This is how many descendants you'll have." The passage tells us that Abram responds by believing in God, and God reckons this to Abram as righteousness. But after believing, Abram still asks God for assurance regarding his promises. God proceeds to arrange a customary Near Eastern ritual called a covenant. A covenant is similar to a contract, except it goes much deeper. One commentator says, "At the heart of a covenant is a relationship between parties, characterized by faithfulness and loyalty and love." In other words, in a covenant, the promise made is dependent upon the relational faithfulness or loyalty of both parties involved. The normal ritual for the establishment of a covenant was to cut animals in half, line the pieces up in a path, and have both parties walk through the path. The parties would be claiming, "May what's been done to these animals be done to me if I break this covenant." In essence, may I die if I break my promise. In this passage, we see that God alone walks through the animal pieces. Technically, for a covenant to be upheld, both parties should walk through. Both parties need to accept the punishment for not remaining faithful. But God knows Abram is sinful. He knows Abram will not be able to uphold his side of the covenant. Abram will not be faithful. So God takes on full responsibility for the covenant. It depends on God and God alone. God will fulfill his promises to Abram, even if Abram breaks his end of the deal. God will remain unconditionally faithful. Throughout the entire Genesis account, God continued to uphold his end even when his people didn't. And because God assumed full responsibility for the covenant, he had to take on the punishment that the unfaithfulness of his people merited. Years later, God sent his son Jesus to earth to die on the cross. In his death, Jesus bore the punishment for the sin and unfaithfulness of God's people for all times. Jesus died to take on the punishment for Abram, for Abram's descendants, and for the whole world. Those who have claimed Christ as their Savior can look to his death on the cross to be reminded of God's faithfulness in spite of their sin and unfaithfulness. Every time we sin, we as believers are met with forgiveness and grace. Our relationship with God is not contingent upon our own performance or even the strength of our faith. God's faithfulness to us does not depend upon our quiet time track record. It does not depend upon that mistake we made last weekend. And it does not depend upon that reoccurring bad habit we can't kick. God will always remain faithful to his people. And it is God's faithfulness that inspires a reciprocated love and devotion in our hearts. We can stop focusing on our mistakes and our inadequacies and instead fix our eyes on the love and faithfulness of God. Let's pray. God, thank you for a relationship with you, founded not on my good works, but on your gift of grace. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to pay the price for my unfaithfulness. Thank you that no matter what I do, you will always be faithful to me. You will never leave me or stop loving me. Such an amazing love makes me want to grow closer to you. Amen. As you listen to the worship song, pray and thank God for specific instances where your sin was met with his forgiveness and continued faithfulness. Meditate on or journal about the comfort that God's unconditional faithfulness brings.
You whisper in the madness. You call my name. At the sound of your voice, all chaos fades. Almighty voice of God, I'm listening. There's power in your word. I can't help but see.
Steadfast God.